Our team at Atlanta Construction Podcast is excited to announce our newest partner, Luminous Labs. Luminous Labs is the leading provider of architectural visualizations for developers, homeowners, architects, and more. Luminous Labs has a team of experienced designers and visualizers using cutting-edge technology to bring your 3D renderings to life. Using these architectural visualizations will give you a sense of scale, space, and design, allowing you to make informed decisions about your projects before construction even begins. These high-end architectural visualizations are a perfect tool for presentations, marketing materials, and design reviews, allowing you to communicate your vision to stakeholders, clients, and more. We'd like to thank our co-branded partner, Procore Technology. Procore Technologies is the global leader in construction management software. We look forward to having many guests from across the country from all different capacities under the Procore partnership umbrella. We'd like to thank our formal partner, Paysant Building Products. Paysant has a 60,000 square foot facilitation center currently underway, as well as acquired a new location in Windsor. Lots of change and big news with Paysant, and we look forward to having them back on the podcast in the near future. Okay, welcome back to the Atlanta Construction Podcast. Very pleased to have our guest today, Kate Lindsay, architectural lead. Kate's flown in from Toronto this week, and it's great to have her with us representing Cornerstone Building Brands. Cornerstone is North America's largest window and door manufacturer, fenestration, with over 100 locations across North America and over 30 different brands. So lots to chat about. Thanks, Kate, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is not your first time to Halifax. I think you were saying you're here.
I have been once before, a few months ago. So nicer weather today. So I did the tall ship cruise last night.
Oh, nice. Good for you. How's that?
It was good, but they didn't put the sails up, unfortunately. Good views of the harbor.
Yeah,
beautiful views. So it was really nice.
And you're from the UK.
I am indeed. Yes, I'm English.
As people will, I'm sure, assume your accent here. Maybe as we usually do, you could give us a little background of yourself. I know University of Manchester was part of your education, and you grew up in the kind of in the window and door world.
I did, yes. Yeah. So my parents have a window company. So they started that in the mid 80s in England. They represented the largest German window manufacturer. So slightly different to the products that we have here.
But I mentioned the name. Veru?
Veru, yes. W-E-R-U. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So they founded 1843. So really well-established company, really nice product. So I started working in the family business, and I think lots of people will agree with me that once you're in the window industry, it's very hard to get out of. So I just love it. I love dealing with architects, specifications of products, and then also the homeowners themselves to see, the final results when they have their windows replaced, or if they're building their new home, and to be part of that is really nice. So I moved over to Canada in December 2020. So COVID immigrant, and I was working when I first came here for a Austrian window manufacturer. So they had a branch in Toronto, and I found there was some pushback where they like to buy a Canadian made product. And also maybe like the idea of the high performing European windows, but not necessarily the price point.
Right.
So I was recruited by Cornerstone in March of last year, and fantastic move for me. It's a great company to work for. As you say, lots of different brands within the company. So I represent the Canadian window brand that we have. Mm-hmm. So that would be North Star Windows and Doors, and also Plygem Windows and Doors as well.
Okay. And so for here locally in Atlanta, Canada, North Star would be kind of one of the brands, as you said, and Mitten is, there's some Mitten locations, Dartmouth, a couple of New Brunswick. So these are associated.
Yes, they are. So yeah. I think Mitten has quite a big presence in Atlantic Canada. For their siding. Yeah. So within their siding division. So Cornerstone was started in 2018. So it was a merger of various different companies.
Right.
Mitten came on board, and that's helped grow the window business because we can use the distribution network that they have.
Right.
So where they have the three depots in Atlantic Canada, they will be growing their business by having more focus on windows as well, right. which I think is great for whether it be the homeowner or the builder, is being able to get the entire exterior building envelope from one company. So they can get the siding and the windows all right. from one place.
And then further to that, I think in the Cornerstone, under the Cornerstone umbrella, there's stone products, metal roof, metal siding, vinyl yes. siding. So you have all the building envelope components.
Yeah, we cover everything that you need.
Yeah. So yeah, for today, I mean, we'll definitely focus on North Star and Ply Gem in the window and entry door. Fenestration products, and you were saying before, you know, you grew up in this industry in the UK, COVID immigrant. So for you, obviously, there's a long history here, lots of experience with the products, and is it you're obviously an architectural lead. So is it the building science part of it, kind of as much kind of level for passion as much as you, or is it more like front facing the clients and seeing, you know, whether it's a homeowner or a developer, you know, you mentioned, you know, meeting with certain developers here in Halifax recently on some heritage property projects. So you have a lot of different relationships to manage there, but
I do, yes.
Yeah.
So one of the focuses of Cornerstone is to do that kind of upstream selling. So to actually go into the architects and be specified from early stages in the projects, that I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize how important the window is in the construction of the building and ensuring that, you know, you meet the codes and you've got the water tightness, air tightness correct. So they'll leave it too late to make a decision on their windows, where we want to change that to be in at the early stages. So effectively the apertures can be designed around to suit the windows. Right. So, and with that, we can work with energy modelers so that, you know, if you're building, say, an eco home, that we can give detailed technical information on all of the energy right. efficiency specs.
So assuming that's more of an issue on the residential side, whereas in commercial, you know, when there's an architect involved or in the design phase, you're usually involved kind of upstream at that point or
yes.
sometime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, you know, anything building envelope now is so important with the, you know, different climates and, you know, green building efforts. And so we're in an environment now where these are more top of mind than maybe not so much as homeowners, right? It's not something that they necessarily deal with every day.
Mm-hmm.
So for locally here, we'll touch on, like, under the, again, for context, I guess, for Cornerstone Building Brands, just before we kind of start to discuss more things that have to do with the local market, you're kind of touching into like wholesale, retail, direct sales to contractors and homeowners and developers, right? So all
yes.
you kind of all four under mm-hmm. under the Cornerstone
yeah.
operations.
Yeah, so there's lots of different opportunities to be able to purchase products, get information from us, and within the different brands, we all do things slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can get in touch with either a Mitten branch or myself directly, and we can give them the correct information or direct them into the mm-hmm. the right direction to get the windows.
So really from point A to Z with the full manufacturing and then right
yes.
to the end
yeah.
front-facing client.
Yeah, so we can help with specification of products. So like you say, it's, you know, it may be the first time somebody's bought windows in their life.
Yeah.
And I think, say, if you were buying a car, you know, and you're deciding between a Ford or a GMC, you can speak to family members, friends, you know, colleagues, and you'll find somebody who has you know, had that particular vehicle, whereas Windows, it's not necessarily the same,
right.
Where you might not have anybody that you can ask for recommendations or specifications. So we can help with all that to ensure that, you know, you're getting the best comfort in the home based on the products that you use, and also, you know, prepare all the pricing for you. And, you know, we can work with contractors in terms of deliveries to ensure that, you know, everything runs smoothly in terms of the time frame of the project.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier your time at University of Manchester and taking retail and marketing there. First I wanted to ask, you are a football fan to some degree, but you've been to lots of business events at the football games. So yeah. Not necessarily a Manchester United fan.
Yeah, that's the question that everybody says. Are you blue or red?
Yeah, that's right.
So my team would actually be Blackpool.
Okay.
Yeah. So they got into the Premiership at one point, but I think they're down quite low at the moment.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it's quite a football culture there, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So for we're dealing with, you know, the trends, let's say, in window and door products, would you say that, you know, you were mentioning earlier the difference between European and North American. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a big gap, right? And I'm sure that's the same with a lot of things on the architectural side.
Yes.
Of products and buildings.
Yeah, so I think in terms of the efficiency, generally the code is a lot stricter in Europe. So they're building, they have to build windows to a high level that I would say for the last 10 to 12 years that I was in England, I was maybe 90% triple glazed. So whereas here it's just gaining more popularity,
right,
here,
right,
where that was the main product that we would sell.
Okay.
I think it's really good with Cornerstone being such a large organization that we have an in-house innovation team. So they're constantly working on developing products all the time,
right,
to meet new code requirements that are going to come in.
Right.
So
and
to,
you mentioned earlier, like, but you're looking at 2030 and beyond when you're
exactly,
manufacturing products,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think there's no point to bring in new products that are going to be outdated in 3 to 5 years. But our head of engineering for Plygem, he's actually the president of Fenestration BC.
Okay.
So he's been heavily involved with all of the new codes that have just come into BC, which generally they will start over there and then they'll gradually make their way across over here. So
right.
We can also deal with an architect or a contractor to future-proof the buildings that they're designing, so that we can say, you know, this is the level that's going to be coming in. If it follows suit from BC, this mm-hmm. will be coming in within, you know, the mm-hmm. next sort of say 6 to 12 months to ensure that they're specifying for the future.
Why do you think the building code is so much higher standard European-wise as opposed to North American, without offending like 100,000 people?
Do you know, I don't really know, because the climate here, obviously,
just
thing. Yeah, we just have a harsh climate here, you know, harsher than you would
get. So why is it not higher standard here then?
I think it's just,
we have harsher winters, we have more moisture.
Yeah.
Although there's a lot of areas in Europe that are certainly not landlocked by any means, but
yeah, and then they're not going to go certainly not going to go as cold as
so it's a drastic changes,
yeah,
right, from one.
So I'm surprised that, you know, it hasn't been sooner that it jumped on. But I think the UK is the same, so mainland Europe, so whether you're in you know, Germany, Austria, France, they are stricter, and then the UK has kind of dragged their feet a little bit behind, and then they're now going up to the mainland Europe standards, whereas I think Canada's just starting to catch up and look to design, yeah, new products.
Right, because it's not necessarily an architectural thing, right? It's easy to pinpoint that, you know, the Renaissance and architecture in Europe is mm-hmm. a different world than North America.
Mm-hmm.
But this is more of a building practice.
Yeah, and I think, right, the actual construction of the buildings is different. So they have much thicker walls over there, so it can actually hold a much deeper section of a window.
Right.
One thing that I had to, you know, really research when I came over here is You know, where we use the ceramic sanctions brick molds, that's not something that is used at all. So it was completely new territory to me.
Like window jams for brick.
Yeah, so where you have the wall assemblies. Yeah, so it's the wall assembly is different. So you just have the window frame, and right. then that's going to go into the wall. So it's just, it's constructed differently. So yeah. the walls that they have can house a deeper window.
So like there are no window jams. So there's window jams there to fasten, but then that, like it's where here it's a structural steel stud wall with the sheeting and different ingredients in the assembly.
Yeah, so it's possibly to do with that as to right. why they are slightly behind. But as I say, we are really working on new products to allow us to go to much higher levels, and you know, a goal that we would like to be able to get to passive house standard. Mm-hmm.
So for our listeners who, let's say, you know, local developer in New Brunswick, PEI, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, possibly Central Canada, or homeowners who aren't focused on the fenestration, the window and entry door systems, patio doors, these this kind of package of their building, maybe just and when you say low E, triple glaze, double glaze, just for understanding, like a little bit of context on like 101, what these things are and kind of like the terminology, just because okay. I'm sure there's potential clients or, you know, people listening that hear those terms even in industry and aren't in the glazing world commercial wise, or it's just another term that's kind of thrown around, but they're not really sure why, you yeah. know, what that means. And
okay, so with low E, it's a coating that's going to go onto the glass. So we have hard coats and soft coats. So with North Star, we are fully vertically integrated. So we're actually building our own units in-house. So from big 8x12 foot sheets of glass, they cut them down and build the units there. So you can have the hard coat or soft coat, which is just a different process of how the glass is actually coated, whether it's applied in its molten state of the glass or whether it's applied in a vacuum chamber. So you will have the coating on the glass, which is going to help the conductivity. Sunlight's going to come through in shortwave radiation, right. and then it's converted by the glass into longwave radiation, which then can't escape through the coating of the glass. Right. So it's allowing you to have that winter sun coming through right, to yeah. heat up, but then you can also have options that are going to stop very hot sun coming through, so you can
like damaging your floors, for example.
Exactly. Or, yeah. So damaging the floors and just the general comfort of the home.
Yeah.
You know, glass technology has come on a lot, you know, in recent years, that it's not, you know, typically the uncoated like single pane glass or the, you know, the very old original double glazing. It's going to stain the floors. It's going to bleach curtains or drapes, as we mm-hmm. call them here.
Yeah.
So you can have issues with UV damage, where generally it's not as much of an issue now, but also the comfort inside the room. So, you know, I think now the cooling costs have exceeded the heating costs in a property. So you want to be comfortable all year round. So say, for example, if you look at triple glazing, people think about it for winter, but also it can work well in summer as well, in terms of cooling the home and keeping your costs down.
Yeah, so that would give us some context into, you know, the elaborate manufacturing of these products, and just the, you know, the R&D section within Cornerstone Building Brands would be astronomical. The warehouses and the assembly lines for manufacturing this stuff is really intricate, you know, so it's so detailed in the way they're manufactured. And it comes to when you don't have control over the installation, you know, whether or not that is air sealed in the rough mm-hmm. opening, those kind of things. How do you kind of gain control to the end point of the installation? Are your lines or brands or retail contractor divisions, like, do they have to have any kind of certain designation to install your windows specifically, or do you basically lose control once that product's on the site? It's up, you know, it's no longer your concern. I'm just thinking about this from a logistical kind of standpoint, mm-hmm. where, you know, products are shipped, and once it's in the, you know, owner's hands, our liability is over. But you'd obviously take that much care to manufacture, research, mm-hmm. produce these products where you're meeting code 20 years in advance. So how do you govern the installation, or is most of the products, it's not that simple, right? To working with different products for different contractors and installers.
So I would say it's a fairly standard installation for both of the products that we offer. You're right in that you can have the best window in the world, and if it's not installed properly, then it's, you know, you've wasted your money. So we give installation guides with the windows, and they will also come with a sticker on the, each window will have a sticker which gives an overview of how we recommend the window be installed to ensure that you're not going to have any issues long term with like water ingress or anything like that. Ultimately, it's down to the installer or the contract to ensure that they do that effectively. Yeah,
quality contractors, that's going to happen regardless, right?
So, you know, it's reliant on the installer, but we do give detailed recommendations on how we believe that it should be fitted correctly.
So what are, you know, when we're talking about the North Star window and door products or lines, what are some of the, I'm going to call them main sellers, or like as far as, you know, frame types or entry door systems, say, trending or new products that, you know, kind of give advantage over competitors here in Atlantic Canada?
So we have a couple of new fantastic products from North Star. So one was released last month and then one about 6 months ago. So we have our Comfort Store patio door. So it's a sliding patio door system, and it actually meets a performance grade rating of a PG50. So very, very high performance. So it's great for this location where if you've got exposed properties, it's allowing, you know, very, very energy efficient, water tightness, fantastic system. So it's a 5 7/8 frame on the slider. It's available 2, 3, and 4 panels. You can have, you know, side panels on there, you can have transom windows on top.
And so would a purchaser, a homeowner or a building owner be able to choose, you know, what frame material that comes in, or is it aluminum, is it vinyl?
So this would be vinyl. So with North Star, all of our products are vinyl. Now one fantastic selling point that we have is all of our windows are laminated. So this is increasingly important as people are going for the darker colors. So, you know, they're stepping away from traditional whites, and the biggest seller that we have now is a black window.
Because of attracting the sunlight and the dark colors?
Exactly. So with, if you were to paint a vinyl window, so if you compare a white window to a black window, there's going to be so much more heat absorption in through the black product. So it can, you know, cause a paint to fade, it can cause it to split, but also if that heat is generating through the black, it's going to absorb into the vinyl itself, which is causing the entire window to swell up. And somebody might try and force it closed. When it's swelled up, you're then damaging the hardware on the window. And as we have such a variable climate here, they're swelling up, cooling down, swelling up, cooling down, and then the paint will start to crack and everything. Now with the laminate system we do, it is actually a German system, so it's the same process that was used on the windows that the German
territory.
Windows it was. So it's a multi-layered system. So you have, so it's called our fusion wrap. So it's a laminate that's chemically bonded onto the surface of the material.
Like a vinyl veneer.
Yeah, so you have
so I'll hold it up.
Show this. So this is actually a paintable, stainable finish. Okay. So this is put onto a piece of pine. So you can see here where it overlaps, but it actually has a roughness to it that you can paint or stain this to make it look like wood. So this would just be for the inside. You couldn't, because this doesn't have a protective layer, this can't be outside. But we have a wide range of colors that are available that you can be inside and inside outside, and you can mix and match those. And with that, you would have a protective PVDF layer on the top. You'd have the color. You'd have a UV shield. So that is stopping any fading on the color itself. And then you have a solar shield. So what that's doing is it's stopping the heat transfer from the sun coming into the vinyl. Right. So it's going to be a much more durable finish than you would have than on a painted window. I always like to use this example that, as you know, my parents have the window company using the same process. My dad put black windows into our home in 1986, and they're still as black as when they went in. Wow. No peeling, no fading, no chipping or anything. It's really durable.
40 years later.
Yeah. So it's with lots of people that I speak to, you know, say builders, they have painted windows delivered to site and they're damaged before they've even installed them,
yeah.
You know, and then they're having issues where they need to, you know, have them resprayed or, you know, even replacing the windows in some cases.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, it's much more durable. So it's great for new construction sites. It is very serviceable. So you can have color match touch-up pens. So if there's just like some small damage to the window, so say something's fallen against it, you can touch that up. They also do specialist wax kits. So they would be like blocks of wax, like we did the old-fashioned sealing of the letter. You know, we melt it down. So even if you had some slight damage to the surface of the vinyl, you can mold that wax into the surface and repair that on site. Okay.
And flush out the surface.
Make it flush, and just that would be color matched in there. And also you need to have training to be able to do this. But if you had some significant damage on a product, you know, say someone accidentally you know, spilt something on it, that a chemical that damaged the surface, then it can be chemically debonded. So you can use a material that is going to peel that away, and then you can rebond a piece on site.
Okay.
Yeah, really. So it's serviceable. It's also really easy to clean. So it can just be wiped down with soapy water. So it's, you know, really got that durable lifespan. And the company that we have in England is based on the coast. So the showroom is about 500 meters from the sea. So very, very salty climate. And it withstands any issues that you have with any salt that's in the air. So for the maritime environment that you have here, it's a really good option to go for, because it's not going to have any impact from the environmental factors of the weather.
For sure. So with you particularly, Kate, like if your job is architectural lead for Cornerstone Building Brands, do you find like when your time is spent on the business development side dealing with, you know, whether it's an architect on a home or a home designer or a design team or an end user like a homeowner or a builder, developer, are you kind of managing your time between many different touch points there for, you know, your entry point or to make a sale? Do you find your time is more beneficial, or do you spend more time kind of maybe, you know, your days consist of, you're meeting with all kinds of different.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that, you know, predominantly, you know, trying where possible to educate people on our products. So I'll go in and introduce new products that we have to architects.
Right. You mentioned earlier you do weekly or monthly kind of seminars.
So I do. They're accredited in Ontario. So for here, it would be, there'd be accreditation, but it'd be classed as unstructured learning.
Mm-hmm.
But an architect can have an hour's session. So I've got, I think the next one's on the 22nd of this month. So that would talk about in detail all about the windows and doors, fenestration specification, our new doors that we have. So the Comfort Star and also the Sentinel front entry system, which we've just developed. Going out, seeing architects, seeing builders, helping with specifications. And then I have a team that will do like the takeoffs and the quotes. So we have a dedicated team for the East so that they can get those out nice and quick for us.
You mentioned Sentinel and is it Comfort?
Comfort Star, yeah. So
are these lines that are innovated and manufactured within internally, right?
Yes, they are.
And so are you, when that happens, like do they take into perspective certain geographic locations as far as moisture and you know, the
yeah, so they will develop something
it's
for
all pretty similar, I guess, North America. Do yeah. they just kind of sum it up with the whole?
So they're going to go based on the worst weather that we could get in yeah. Canada. So
times 10 or 100.
Yeah. So for example, the Sentinel door system, so that was launched just last month. So that's a front entry door system that our in-house and innovation team and engineers have developed with Washington State University and University of Waterloo in Ontario. Okay. So it's been a 2-year process to develop the new product, and that will actually withstand a category 4 hurricane. So
wow.
really strong. So they've got a completely new material, and it is it's a mix of PVC, wood sawdust, calcium carbonate, so really strong, and it stops any potential rot, termites, because of the way that the product is actually made. And then that would have aluminium reinforcing in there to make it very, very strong, which it's has its strength, but with a very slim sight line. So it gives a really nice contemporary look with the strength, but without having to, previously we would use box frames. So say if you had a front door and then side lights, they would be 3 separate items. That so it's really quite bulky, whereas now it will be in one continuous frame.
Okay.
So there's no gaps that water could potentially come through.
Right.
That even the brick mold is continuous, that it meets into the sill. So it's a really nice finish.
We'd like to welcome our newest partner here at AC Media, the Freeman Group. Freeman Group Financial works closely with business owners, professionals, and retirees as their primary custodial wealth manager. The Freeman Group is targeting contractors and people in the construction industry as they move forward. The Freeman Group is a great choice for all your financial wealth management with a local touch. We look forward to having the Freeman Group on our podcast several times throughout the next 12 months with specific financial educational episodes. Sublier Trinity is Atlantic Canada's newest drywall and interiors contractor. Sublier Trinity is a joint effort between Trinity Energy Group, local Division 7 experts for over 17 years in Atlantic Canada, and Sublier Constructors, a highly reputable commercial interiors company based in Ottawa since 1986. Sublier Trinity has been performing work on commercial projects throughout Atlantic Canada this year, while planning for more growth in the years to come. We'd like to thank our partner, Pivot Accounting. If you're a contractor or small to medium-sized business owner in the construction industry and are looking to outsource your payroll, accounting services, and financial needs, Pivot Accounting is a great option.
We've,
so I guess when you have more, when you have windows that have, you know, more mullions or more of that without full glazing, there's always more risk of water, of leakage and those kinds of things, right?
Yeah, so that's, I think it's important, as we were saying, that, you know, making the correct specification of windows in a project is so important to ensure that, you know, it's obviously a wide spectrum of products, from something very, very cheap up to something very, very expensive, where I think with Cornerstone, we sit kind of in the middle, so it allows us to offer high-performing products, but without going into those really high prices that you would expect from, say, the European products I was selling previously.
Right. Right. And you were mentioning previously, like, some of the higher end homes that you work on, as far as the fenestration package on the home, with windows, entry door systems, patio doors, like, these are $250,000 portion of the
with
of
the
scope. Obviously that's not on every home, but on
that's with my other
right
the
this
other
is
one.
With your previous job.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
with your right.
Yeah, so
Biru.
Yeah, so now yeah. You know, you're probably looking at a saving of maybe 50 to 60%, but we're giving that high performance and the really contemporary looks, but without going into those huge right. price points.
You mentioned earlier about some of the heritage property projects, mm-hmm. local in Atlantic.
Yeah.
Without mentioning specific ones, or, you know, you're meeting with certain developers on some local large projects here downtown, but that's got to be exciting, but yet challenging, and to kind of introduce, whether it's, you know, windows with certain frame material mm-hmm. that's going to meet the specs on these heritage projects. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think it's nice that we have such a wide range of products so that we can mix and match. So we have the ability to do a solid wood window with aluminium to the exterior. So say, for example, if you have a heritage facade, then we can do that in the wood product. And then you could, you know, do some value engineering in the project. If you didn't want to go for wood all the way through, that you can mix and match. So you could have the, we have this product where it could be the paintable stainable to the interior with the aluminium outside. So you can stain them the same inside the property. So, you know, you can have the, in a lot of it, there'll be a heritage element and then they'll have a very contemporary addition. Yeah. So you can mix and match those products. And likewise, even with, say, a custom home, that we have products that's actually a vinyl window with aluminium cladding to both sides, which is really unique to our company. So it allows you to have that contemporary aesthetic of a fully extruded aluminium product, but at probably half the price than you would pay for that. But then you can have it where you just have the aluminium outside. So in, for example, main living areas, you could have aluminium to the interior as well. And then bathrooms, basement windows, garage windows, you can save by eliminating the aluminium element from the inside and just having it as a plain vinyl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely some complex situations on these heritage, heritage buildings when it comes to windows and entry doors. And so for listeners too, when we're talking about cornerstone building brands, what they'll see locally is the Mitten locations in Dartmouth and New Brunswick, right? Where the North Star window and Ply Gem window brands are sold out of.
Yep. So you would have those. We have a dealer in Cape Breton. So there's a large dealer over there that you can buy from that they will be able to offer installation of the product as well. And then as we... you know, grow more with the Ply Gem side of things, and we'll look to have be introducing branches as well. But with the great thing about Cornerstone is we have the connection, so we have the ability to share the distribution network as well.
Right, share all the resources.
Yeah, so our if we have windows made either in Calgary or Ontario, we have our head office for Mitten is in Brantford, Ontario. So you could have one truck come to you that has all the windows and all the siding coming together. There's that possibility as well, because we can share the transport.
Right. And so the closest touch point transport wise with your manufacturing from the East Coast, is that Calgary or is that in Ontario?
So, North Star is in St. Thomas, Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah, so just close to London.
Okay, so not far.
Yeah. Yeah, so over there, they're, to say, fully vertically integrated. So they are, what that means is then you have a window assembler and a window manufacturer. So an assembler is going to buy in all of the components and just build up the window. Whereas with North Star, we are extruding our own profiles. So from virgin vinyl powder, so the powder goes into the machines and they make the profiles. We have 7 extrusion lines in the factory. And we also have our own glass lines. So we have our own laminating machine. You know, we're doing all the color there. We're assembling everything. We're making our own screens. So it's fully integrated. So.
Right. Whereas in comparison for context too, is a lot of other... you know, smaller organizations that are involved in manufacturing and wholesale retail of window and door products, they're gathering up these ingredients from somewhere and then maybe just making the frames and installing the glass, whereas, like you say, it's fully backward integrated right to the...
And I think when, you know, people may associate, you know, familiarity with a particular window brand, but... the brand of window, they may be just extruding the profiles and providing the hardware. So that window is only as good as the person who's assembling it. So they might not follow the same procedures. So one, you know, you could have what on paper should be exactly the same window. One is made higher quality than the other one because it's just down to how that they are actually putting them together in the plant. So that can be an issue, whereas with all our products, with, you know, we're full manufacturers, so they're coming out of our plant. So if you know, if you buy a North Star window, a North Star door, or a Ply Gem window, it's coming out of that
exactly
one factory.
Exactly. Other places you might just be buying their manufacturing, your trust of their manufacturing process, and then putting their, you know, placing their label on the frame somewhere. No, for sure. And I think, you know, this is such a big part of, you know, you mentioned net zero before and just green building in general and efficiency when it comes to, you know, the performance of the building. For you, does that require you to kind of keep up educationally with these different designations and kind of in green building, just knowledge and those kind of
definitely.
Things?
Yeah, definitely. So as I say, we'd like to, you know, be at the level that we can be passive house, whereas dealing with passive houses is very complicated. So it is something that I've done back in the UK, but needing to just even using the software, you know, to ensure that the walls and the heat pumps and the windows are all meeting the correct criteria. So that's something that I'm actually looking into at the moment, is looking at the Canadian side of that particular product, staying up to date. And we are, you know, we want to keep our clients up to date as well. So, you know, educating them on any new codes that are coming in. So, for example, we have various different sessions that we do two per month. They're online, so we have changes to the MBC 2020 codes. We have for any of like larger developers, we have one on tempered glass and guard loads in terms of safety for high-rise buildings, NAFs in part nine buildings. So we have various different courses that we do, so we're, you know, staying up to date ourselves, but then also wanting to educate others as well to ensure that they're specifying correctly.
Right, because it's a far different product that's used for, you know, curtain wall, say, and a building that's over 10 stories than a typical residential vinyl window, or so many different scenarios.
Yeah, and because we have in-house engineering, we can code review projects as well. So if something is, you know, a high rise on the water, for example, down here, that's going to have a lot of design pressures on there, then we can run prepare a quote and then look at the specification, look at the orientation, the location, you know, how exposed it is it open terrain, is it amongst other high-rise buildings, and then we can run that through to ensure that the specification of that particular project is correct and there's not going to be any issues down the line.
Yeah, and how important is it for you with your position as architectural lead on these fenestration products to have, you know, knowledge of mechanical systems and airflow and just, you know, how that interacts with your building products, and, you know, in scenarios where just to be able to recommend, like, this building is natural gas heat, or, you know, this building has, you know, heat pumps in every unit or doesn't.
Yeah.
Are you looking at those things when you're thinking of what products to recommend?
Not so much. I think what we can look at is if, say, for example, a project has just been given the specification on the windows to meet code, we can say for not too much extra, you can go to a better U value, so the performance rating of the window. If you pay a bit more on the windows, then you can pay a lot less on the heat pump, for example, or the HVAC. So that, you know, they go hand in hand.
Right.
So that if one thing performs better, then you don't need the other element to perform quite as well. So if I see that the, you know, it is just meeting code and it's quite a high U value on the windows, then I'll say go for a better U value, and then you can save in other areas. But generally that would, so the quotations that we provide from both manufacturers would have individual calculated performance values for each item. Mm-hmm. So they can then be given to an energy modeler who can put it into the software to ensure that everything is uniform in terms of the rest of the build.
For, you know, let's say there's homeowners that are looking right now and haven't thought of North Star under the Mitten locations, under the Cornerstone building brands, locally here, whether they're homeowners or say a developer with a multi-unit. There's, you know, so many multi-unit residential buildings happening now throughout Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. What are some kind of key points that would, at least, you know, of course they're going to take quotes as they come, and another quote never hurts, but warranty wise, what are some detailed or specific, you know, information that might get some of our listeners to reach out?
So I would say, as we spoke about the laminate portion of the windows, so that's certainly for this location is really great.
The climate specifically.
Yes, yeah.
Because of the salt water in the air, because of the
The hardware suited to marine environment. The performance on the new Comfort Star door, and also the performance on the Sentinel entry door that we have as well. So allowing you to buy everything from one company, but get that high performance levels on there and know that it is going to be something that's going to last for decades. Mm-hmm. We have a limited lifetime warranty on the products. So in terms of the glass, the performance of the window itself would have a lifetime warranty. The colors would on the laminate is a 20-year warranty. As I say, it's something that I've had in our house since I was a small child, and you know, I can speak from real experience that it's extremely durable, and it's a really good option to go for. So we have the warranty available there for the clients, but it's something that's going to last for decades.
Mm-hmm. How is the market in Toronto for your specific niche? I mean, that's where you're situated with Cornerstone's office there, and I'm sure you have a good pulse on how things are. I mean, you've been there since 2020, so I guess, you know, over 3 years, but.
Yeah, I think GTA in particular, it's going for, very contemporary builds. Mm-hmm. So we have, you've got that mix really of the very contemporary, you know, boxy style houses with lots of glass in there. Or then the styles, say like Oakville area, where they're going for a more traditional look on the windows. So we can offer both of those, and that would be, so we have like grills, SDLs, that if you're going for those more traditional looks, arched windows or apex triangular windows, right. If you're doing like a big, you know, have people a big patio door, and then they'll have a big triangle above it.
So what skylights? Skylights are pretty big.
Skylights we do from Calgary.
Okay.
So yeah, we can do they're via Velux.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's got to be some neat designs on some of those.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. Or.
Yeah. So I think it's black is definitely the color that's had popularity. I think white facades with black windows.
But you're saying not so much in Europe, though. That's totally different.
Yeah. It's more, it used to be black, and now it's gone towards gray tones. So anthracite gray was, you know, by far the most popular product that I would do. Slate gray, and also some softer, more sort of like beigey browns.
Okay.
So we're seeing that on the West Coast as well with our products, that we're seeing people go for more sort of like taupe, softer tones rather than, you know, the harshness of black. So I would say that's definitely a change that we're going to see coming, is going for slightly lighter colors.
Right. So what are some other trends that you're seeing with Cornerstone as far as, you know, window and door systems, like moving into the future? Is there anything kind of game changing, or just more building on, you know, the same?
Yeah, I'd say it's just introducing more colors. So we're looking at some exterior wood laminates. So whereas I said, this one's just the interior, you know, to be able to have some of the softer tones with a wood look. So almost like kind of that Scandinavian beachy feel, and then slightly more gray tones with the wood. And then also, you know, being able to, I don't work on the siding side, but we've got lots of new things that's been introduced into the siding range. So
is that mostly vinyl siding, or is it metal roofing and metal siding well as vinyl siding?
We do vinyl siding, and we do metal siding, and also stone as well.
Right. And so is that all with under the Mitten brand, or several brands?
In Canada, it's under Mitten.
Okay.
So we have the new Westridge range, which is it's a vinyl, a foam-backed vinyl siding product. Okay. And it comes in various different colors. It's a really authentic-looking, wood replica product. you could compare it to, say, like a fiber cement, where it's right. going to be cheaper in terms of the product, but then it's going to also
but
be
the durability.
Yeah, and yeah. the install is going to be significantly less as well.
Yeah, fiber cement's not fun to deal with. If anyone mm. cladding and installers are listening right now, it's some tough stuff to cut. Yeah.
So, and then also the Lux product. So the, I think it's 24 gauge steel siding, I believe. So it
Sounds
has,
right.
There's various different colors, and then they also have some wood prints on there. So it looks right. like a
is
solid
it
wood
a digital
product.
Digital print, yeah.
Yes.
The wood grain is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Dizel kind of is a product yeah. line that does that.
So really, really durable with that and very contemporary looks. Yeah. So I think the, what I'm seeing a lot of is mix of materials on a building. So they'll have you know, some they might have some stone, then they'll have some siding, then some render, and then, you know, different elevations having a different look.
Yeah.
And so a real mix and match of materials. So it's really great that we can offer all of the different products.
Right. And so does that happen on a lot of the projects that you're working on the fenestration side, where it's a mitten product and a stone product all under the same umbrella with
yeah,
different brands?
Yeah,
it must be hard to keep up to all the different brands.
Yeah, we try to work together as much as we can.
Yeah.
And again, it helps with the distribution as well in terms of delivery. So yeah, I'm constantly talking to the guys from Mitten to mm-hmm. see what projects we can work on together.
So interesting, with yourself, Kate, what do you find most surprised you with working here in North America and Canada, and specifically compared to UK, to Europe, you know, in England, anything
that you, like, you still use imperial measurements?
Yeah. Okay. So it's the imperial metric.
yeah. That right. was a big learning curve for me.
Right.
So even at school, I didn't
That's
use anything.
The dominant side, right? I mean, they're both there on most drawings.
Yes. Yeah, so most of the time it's dealing in imperial.
Okay.
So in my head, I'm still trying to think, you know, what's that in,
you're
what's
making
that
conversions
in millimeters?
All the time, right? Yeah. 3.281 yeah. meters and this and that, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. I'd say definitely that. And then the, yeah. you know, the That's different building one. Styles. So having to all of the different, you know, brick mold sizes and jam extension sizes and jam okay. materials, and just not something that I was used to at all.
Right.
So yeah, I remember, I said, do you do a brick mold? And I was like, what's a brick mold?
Right. Okay. What about living here in Canada for the last 3 years compared to England, to the UK?
We love
How's
it here.
Been,
yeah? Yeah, really nice.
And you're in, you say Burlington? Or?
Burlington, yeah,
okay.
yeah just so just outside of Toronto.
Still working on your PR after?
I am, yeah.
yeah. Frustrating
19
process.
Months in.
Yeah.
So if you have any government listeners, help me, please.
But you and your fiance are both from London, so you're like.
Yeah, so he's Ontario. Actually Swedish.
Okay.
So he was more used to the climate than me. So he's from right. Lapland, northern Sweden. So right. the winters really hit me hard when I moved here. I'd never driven in proper snow before.
Oh,
so
yeah.
that
proper snow,
so that was a
How was that?
That was a learning experience. And then I think more surprising, though, with regards to the weather, is how warm the summer is.
Mm.
I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, we've had a good summer.
Yeah, so
probably you've been here good timing for the summers. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. we the first summer, I think it started in like March, April time, and it was, you know, late 20s, and mm. you know, staying nice weather until September, October. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise to have good summers.
That's great. Anything we didn't touch on or mention on behalf of Cornerstone Building Brands, Kate, as far as the local market here in the East Coast in Atlantic Canada, and specifically like Ply Gem and North Star Windows, that you want to mention for anyone that's listening in from the Nova Scotia HRM area, from the other mm-hmm. provinces in the East Coast? Or
I would say it's definitely a growth area for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're really utilizing that distribution that we have through Mitten to grow the business that we have over here. We've got many products that are perfectly suited for this climate. So, you know, we can offer everything for the building envelope. And, you know, we're here to help where possible. And if, you know, somebody's not familiar with either of the brands, then we're more than happy to connect them with any of our, you know, Ontario based or Western dealers or distributors who can, you know, vouch for the product and give, you know, sort of any information that they need as well from a third party.
For sure. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
for your time. And I know you're saying this is your first podcast.
It is.
You're a natural, and hope you have safe travels back to Toronto and that you make it back out to Halifax, I'm sure, at some point for some of these projects that you're meeting on. Good luck with those. And thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We'd like to thank our longtime sponsor, Cook Insurance. Cook is your trusted insurance broker in Atlantic Canada for 50 years. The Cook team opens up opportunities for contractors by proactively managing the requirements of their bond facility. They expand levels of support and negotiate preferred rate, all while prioritizing ease of doing business. A Navicord partner since 2020, Cook is one of the largest construction brokers in Canada and offers national strength with a local touch. Whatever your insurance needs are, Cook has you covered.
The team at Atlantic Construction Podcast has been able to build a strong relationship with the folks at FCA Surety. FCA Surety is strongly invested in supporting the Atlantic construction marketplace and helping contractors to build their businesses. We highly recommend them.